It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. You know, Kim and I have been chewing on the latest health headlines for several years now, and I have to say, I get frustrated with so much contradiction out there. I mean, foods that were deemed bad for us just a year or two ago are now considered good for us. We're told to zig, then we're told to zag. Today we are covering supposedly unhealthy foods, which are now actually good for you. The first one is white potatoes. For decades, we've been told that they have the least nutritional value in the veggie family, and their starchy white material converts to glucose, raises blood sugar, and causes weight gain. Now research shows white potatoes are healthy. They help us actually lose weight, build strong bones, and supply 50% of our daily vitamin C requirements. Kim, being a vegan, where do you stand on eating spuds?
You know, it's so funny. You're so right. Like a while ago, they were like, you know, white potatoes contains no nutritional value for us. But I read this great book, Potatoes Not Prozac, and they totally recommend having a baked potato before bedtime, and it helps you sleep and helps you relax and definitely gives us what we need. So I'm all for the white potato now. I love them.
Great. Now, for me, I'm not opposed to eating starchy white potatoes on occasion. I actually prefer sweet potatoes. They're chock full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. They're diabetic friendly because they don't raise the blood sugar. But if you prefer white potatoes and you're watching your weight, go for the new potatoes, which actually have a lower glycemic index. Next on the list is coffee. Drinking coffee was once considered the worst thing you could do for your health. It's been linked to causing everything from nervousness, digestive issues, high blood pressure, heart disease, even cancer. Well, new research shows having 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day helps you live longer, lose weight, combat Alzheimer's disease and colon cancer. Kim, quite a North and South Pole difference of opinion. What do you believe when it comes to daily Java?
Well, I think I never personally got into the coffee habit, but I think moderation here is the key. I kind of think 2 to 3 cups every single day, that's still a lot, but that's great. It's got some health benefits for you. And I think moderation on the coffee is the key here.
See, and I'm with you on that. I'm on the fence when it comes to coffee. I believe it affects everybody differently. You know, just like Kim, some people can enjoy a bowl of oatmeal, but someone with gluten sensitivity would feel sick after eating the same bowl. If drinking coffee causes bloating, nervousness, insomnia, or high blood pressure, coffee isn't for you. Stop drinking it. Whether it's 1 or 3 cups, it's not for you. If you drink coffee and it helps you concentrate, be more productive, and feel good all day, moderate, that's what Kim said, moderation is the key. Just don't pour the sugar and fattening cream in your coffee. Try a coconut or almond milk instead of sugar. Go for cinnamon or use a natural alternative called xylitol. So that's good. Next on the list of bad foods gone good is coconut oil. It's high in saturated fat, which is linked to heart disease and obesity. Not anymore. New research actually shows that saturated fats like unrefined coconut oil actually lowers bad cholesterol, combats heart disease, and aids in weight loss. Kim, here we go again. We're told to go left. We're told to go right. Are you cuckoo for coconut oil?
Oh, God. You know, I love coconut oil. I think it's so great. And I think, you know, I was using it on my skin, on my hair, and then, you know, got a little worried about the saturated fat issue, and then I started cooking with it, and I love it. And, you know, having this new research come out showing that it's good, I think that I'm just going to keep on using it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm into coconut oil. It's actually rich in lauric acid, which is known for antiviral, bacteria, anti-inflammatory properties. I actually add a spoonful of coconut oil to my morning smoothie every day. And as you mentioned, it's great. It's a beauty aid. It's great for moisturizer, reduces lines and wrinkles, actually dry hair. And Kim, even a mouthwash, you know, it kills germs that cause bad breath. It's better than that alcohol alternative to dry out your mouth.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Up next for the ladies is chocolate. Once considered a fattening guilty pleasure that causes acne, obesity, heartburn, now dark chocolate is being called a great weight loss aid. that actually strengthens the heart and even protects against cancer. Kim, should people eat chocolate or not?
Well, I think chocolate is a great thing to get back on the list, but I think you said it right. Dark chocolate is really the key here because dark chocolate contains antioxidants, and it can help lower blood pressure, and just having a little bit at a time fills you up, and it kind of curbs those sugar cravings. There's less sugar in it, and it's just all around, I think, a good choice, picking the dark chocolate.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. There is a difference between milk chocolate and cacao. Cacao is the unprocessed and healthy part of the chocolate that's loaded with the antioxidants. It also contains something called theobromine, the key ingredient that may help lower blood pressure, risk of stroke, and actually help heart disease. You know, as for the claims of weight loss, interesting fact I read, Kim, it said research shows that regular dark chocolate consumers are thinner than non-chocolate eaters. So
husbands, I like that. I like the sound of that.
Bring your wife some dark chocolate. Hey, honey, it's bikini time. Here's your chocolate. And wives will be, yes, yes, I love you.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, we had chocolate for the ladies. We have to tackle one for the men, Kim. Let's talk about beer. Once linked to obesity, liver, and heart disease, it's now being deemed as healthy. Research shows moderate beer drinking can lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Beer is fat-free, only 150 calories, and loaded with B vitamins and antioxidants. Kim, is your husband going to love the latest thumbs-up recommendations on beer?
Well, you know, he's not a beer drinker. He's more of a red wine drinker, and I never got into beer either. So I don't know. You know, the freshman 15, that concerns me a little. So I think, you know, the key here again would be moderation. I don't think this is like that green light to go out and, you know, overload on beer because it's fat free and, you know, doesn't have a lot of calories. I'm a little on the fence about this
one. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we never discuss our opinions on this because I like to see if we kind of have the different sides of the fence, but we're right on with the same views, you know, with beer. My take is the research says beer is good for us in moderation, but even that, Kim, do you know what they're saying moderation is? One beer per day for women and two for men. I personally don't believe having 14 beers per week for men is healthy. I'm sorry, guys. I don't agree with it. Maybe having a few beers on Saturday night, but having beer every single day of your life is a daily source of vitamins and antioxidants. There's far more healthier beverage choices out there, so that one gets a thumbs down for me. I don't think that...
Oh, daily, I totally agree.
Even in moderation, everyday beer is too much.
You know, oh, wine, I know. That's a lot.
Yeah, wine's a different story. You know, you can have a little bit of the resveratrol and heart. There's some, you know, better studies on that. But, you know, even there, I think alcohol every single day. I don't know. It doesn't flow with me. And the last one we have is popcorn. Once considered a fattening and unhealthy snack, we are now told this source of whole grains gives us our daily fiber requirements and is a great low-cal snack for those watching their weight. Actually, I'm a big fan of organic popcorn. It's my snack of choice. Just avoid adding all fattening, you know, ingredients like the butter and all the stuff you put on top. I like coconut oil, or add Old Bay seasoning or a sweeter variation like we talked about earlier, Kim. Cacao. Have you ever put cacao in popcorn? It's actually really delicious. And air popped instead of microwavable because, as we talked about before, the lining emits cancer-causing chemicals. Are you a fan of popcorn, Kim?
That's a thumbs up for me. Love it, and so happy to hear this one.
I love it. I change around. I do our oregano, sometimes fennel, red pepper flakes, basil. So many things you can do. Actually, olive oil and smoked paprika. So many unique healthy options. They're endless, so you don't get sick of the same old popcorn. And it is healthy. Again, let's stress organic. You want organic popcorn. Stay away from the microwavable. That's not healthy. The good old-fashioned air popped is the way to go. So fantastic. Well, that's great. So you've got some, you know, foods that were deemed bad that are good. You know, you got some great choices. And that concludes another segment of Chew on This. We are your dynamic duo of due diligence here to help you digest the latest health headlines. See anything you want us to feature? Chew on This at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Follow Kim at Skinny Bitch on Twitter and at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter for my daily twits. More to come. Stay well. Stay tuned.